The Law, Good Works, Faith and Judgment. Welcome, good day and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What will you answer if one day you have to give account in front of God the Judge? By that time, it will be good if we do not try to refer to our good works, because they will never be enough. But we can refer to Jesus if we have believed in him, because he already has suffered for us. He went to the cross, he died for us, he won the victory, and he rose again. If we believe in him, that will help us to pass the judgment. Because John explains in his first letter, chapter 3, verse 24, what God commands is that we believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as Christ commanded us. That will be the way to withstand the judgment, not by relying on our good works, because we never can fulfill the law by ourselves. No person in the world is good enough by what we do. That is why it's better to rely on the belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rather than in our own works. And then, if we see how he has loved us, how he has won the victory, if we remember his mercy and all that he does for us, then of course we also want to do good works to others. Then we also want to show love, as it says in the same verse, love one another as Christ commanded us, in a sense that we try to help each other. We try to understand what other persons need, how we can help them, how we can build up their lives and do what is good for them. And then that is what will count. And then we can also pass the judgment. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. You know that what we can do is never good enough, no matter how much we try. Thank you that you have done all we need, no matter how weak or how strong we are. We want to put our faith in you and believe in you alone. You are the creator of the world, and you have also won the victory and the salvation for us. Help us to rely on you. And then show us also where we can do good to others, where we can show them love and help and build up their lives. And we pray that you guide us through all this towards your eternal kingdom, where we will praise your holy name forever. Amen.